forum for frank talk about what people do for a living. Works do.
Hello and welcome to Works Do. It's September 3rd, 2012, and this is episode number 45. I'm Kate Gase Walton. I'm the editor of Works Do, an online collection of essays and interviews in which people ponder their work lives. In this episode, I talk to goat wrangler Tammy Dunnigan.
With Tammy Dunnigan, who is the owner of Rent a Ruminant. And let's first start, Tammy, if you could, with an explanation of what your business is all about.
I utilize goats and a few sheep to eat vegetation. So we do eco-friendly vegetation management all over the Pacific Northwest and in other areas. Basically what the critters do is they eat brush that people don't want.
Got it. Now, as a small child, did you aspire to be a goat wrangler? How did you come into this business?
I did not. I was into horses. I was one of those crazy horse nuts as a little girl. But I loved farms, and we had a small farm. And I think I had one goat when I was growing up, but it wasn't like a lifelong passion by any stretch. I came to this because I was pretty burnt out in the trauma end of healthcare, which I'd been doing over the last 20 years or so. And I needed something that was a lot more gentler and easy on my psyche and, you know, less traumatic. So I was on the search for what do I do next. And I was pretty spoiled because I always worked shift work and had lots of days off and didn't have to work 9 to 5. And so I was really perplexed as to what I would do next. And I really couldn't think of anything. And one day I was out in my pasture because I had a small farm here on Vashon Island, and I had two goats at the time. And I was looking at them, and I said out loud to them, I said, you guys look bored. You need a job. and I just started to laugh. Right on the heels of that, I said, I'm going to start a business and call it Rent a Ruminant, and I'm going to hire your butts out to do something, you know? So it was just a joke, but it was like a planted a seed that, you know, just kind of sat inside of me and germinated, because I would talk to people about it and they'd laugh and we'd say, oh, that's funny. And then when I was really, you know, in dire need to get out of my position in healthcare, I finally one day was thinking, okay, you know, what can I do? And so I thought, what was it I wanted to do when I was a kid? So it does come back to my childhood. I wanted to be a farmer. And so that's where Rent a Ruminant was born.
And one thing I'm curious about, because you mentioned that you were looking for work that was easier on your psyche, I think that was sort of what captured my imagination when I read about your business, because I work in a client service position with a lot of humans, some of whom get testy from time to time. And I was reading about what you did, and it just struck me as so incredibly tranquil and pastoral. And is that the reality, or have you found that actually it has its own stresses?
Oh, it has its own stresses. Goats are not the easiest critters to deal with. They're pretty full of themselves, and they're incredibly smart, and so they get into a lot of trouble. So, you know, that end of it, you know, it's definitely got its stresses, but it's different. It's not, you know, it is also very pastoral and very, very calming in a lot of respects, and very tranquil. And, you know, and working with animals is a lot different than working with people.
Right.
You know, I really enjoy it.
And
for the most part. I mean, they make me mad sometimes, and I'm sure I make them mad sometimes, but, you know, it's a relationship.
Right. So one thing I'm very curious about is goat math. So, like, what does it really take in terms of the number of goats and the amount of time to, you know, clear a certain amount of space? Is that fairly standard math that you're able to do for a potential client, or how does it work?
Well, it's basically based on my experience. So I had to get some experience to really kind of know goat math. I figured out kind of how many goats I would use on a particular job, and I usually would use the minimum of 15 And for a long time, I only had as many as 60, and now I've got almost 130. So, but everything's kind of based on the 15 goat mass, and that's the, you know, that's the constant. And I figured out, well, it can take, you know, 15 goats approximately 7 to 10 days to clear a quarter of an acre, or 100 feet by 100 feet of space, 10,000 square feet. So, and that's a moderately dense vegetation, you know, so I'm thinking moderately dense is like maybe 4 feet high, sporadically thick, you know, not completely just, you know, it can't be over your head, you know, solid blackberries, because that would probably take a little bit longer. That is the basics of goat mass.
Interesting. And I will now reveal myself to be a complete city girl, because here you are talking about it taking a number of days. And now that you say that, of course, that makes sense. But in my mind, I hadn't
24-hour days.
Right. I hadn't conceived of your having to leave your goats. And is that, in fact, what you do? Or do you stay with them? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I don't leave my goats. I live on site with them. So I'm basically I consider myself an urban nomad. And I just travel with my goats. I live on site. For the last 6 years, I've lived in my Ford truck, just in the king. I have a king cab, and the back cab has been my bed and everything. And that's how I sleep in there, and I live in my truck. It's pretty, you know, roughing it. But now I just recently was able to finally purchase a cute little camper, you know, travel trailer that I can use on some of my longer jobs. So I don't have to be quite so uncomfortable, because the older I get, the less, you know, my body's starting to feel it, and having a little bit more space to stretch out is kind of nice. So no, I don't leave goats unattended. There's just too much that can go wrong.
That wraps up the interview for today. Thanks again very much to my guest, Tammy Dunnican. Thanks also to everyone who has contributed an essay to Work Stew. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening today. The next episode will be released in 2 weeks, and I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, please let me know what you thought of the interview by sending an email to kate@workstew.com, by posting a comment on the Work Stew website, or by writing a review for iTunes. Thanks again, and bye for now.